Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming to tonight's game. With me to my left, we have Teresa Edwards and USA head coach Nell Fordner. And Nell, if you just want to start off with a couple comments.
I was pleased with our effort tonight, and especially coming back out in the second half and really doing some nice things that I thought made a difference in the ball game. But you know, there weren't any gold medals handed out today, and this is a game, a preparation game, and we still have things we need to work on. And it was a nice game to get under your belt, but now it's on to Sydney and to get the Olympic Games underway.
Bill, you really didn't seem to lift your defensive intensity in the early stages of that second half, which sweetness changed the momentum of the game.
That's right. Defense is something that we're a very good defensive team, and when we can set the tempo with our defense, it helps us on the offensive end of the floor. But I thought we did a really good job with that in the second half and making that run early, and that helped us.
Bill, what did you think of Laura Jackson? We've talked about her a lot.
I think she's a very nice player, and I know that Australia is glad to have her on their team. So, she helps them a lot, and I think she'll continue to be a very good player for them.
Knowing what you do with their country, is her progress indicative of how far basketball's coming in this country?
Well, I think that their team has gotten better over the last, you know, not just Lauren, but their whole team has gotten better over the last, since 96, and they've really done a nice job building their program. So it's, you know, she came along at a good time to step into a nice team.
A lot of people are talking that, you know, both teams are going to maybe get in the gold medal game. Did you think that both sides are on track?
Well, I mean, you can't predict any. I mean, you know, yeah, it could happen, and a lot of other things could happen. So if it happens, it happens. But, you know, we're taking it one game at a time, and whoever is our opponent is our opponent. So I don't even think about things like that, really. You just play the game.
Teresa, you came out in the national game. Is this team ready as it's going to be for the Olympics? If you can compare it to other teams.
Our team? Personally, I would hope we're not. I hope we are still have a mind frame of we want to get better before we get there. And once we get into it, we want to continue to, you know, play to get better.
How long have you guys been together as a team in developing?
Since September 1st as a team. Some players came as early as August 14th, but as a total 12-member team, September 1st was our first day to fully be together. So we have not peaked. We're on track to peak, and that's our goal to do that. So that's the good thing about it. We feel good about where we are right now. We still have a ways to go, and we still have time to get there. So that's good.
What areas
I think, defensively we feel pretty good about where we are. I think we need to work out some kinks offensively and make sure we're doing the things that we're best at and doing those really well. So, but we've got a week, we've got a few days here in Melbourne that we'll practice, and that'll be good for us, and then it's on to Sydney.
Teresa, what's your view of these starting young?
What's my view of the Australian
guard play?
Very respectable. I respect them totally, and it allows me to play harder. I've watched them grow and play as well as, you know, have big hearts as well as playing hard for 40 minutes, and that's why it's always going to be a good game when we play against them. So, I mean, I really have respect for them, and that respect allows me to work hard. I think her experience is valuable. I don't know how healthy she is, but I know that her experience is valuable anytime she steps on the floor. Having her on the team, that's what she brings to it. I mean, just to see her over there will keep teams on the edge.
Is that it? All right, thanks.
any more on Christmas market?
Thank you. We'll do the girls first, and then get, you'll come in, it's just a matter of getting. No, I think it's cool. I'll find out after the
evening. Yes.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I'm quite disappointed with the end of the game. Just, you know, I think we got a little bit tired towards the end and, you know, a few turnovers, and then they started getting the lanes and that stuff that we talked about all day today. And you know, it was disappointing towards the end because I think, you know, we played hard most of the game and stayed with them until probably, I don't know, the last 8 minutes. Yeah, I think so.
That's a good test. I mean, this is what all the games are about, basically. And the USA, I mean, they're ranked number one in the world, and they're a great team. But, you know, we thought we played fairly well for, you know, 30 minutes or so, and just got to, now we know which areas we need to work on. Obviously, fast break defense was a key for us. We gave them too many easy baskets, so that's something we'll be looking at training.
Yeah, I think people were waiting for other people to do the work instead of, you know, everybody coming together and, you know, playing together as a team like we did in the first half. I think we played really well in the first half. We kept our offense spread, and as soon as they went to the lanes, people just stood. And once again, we spoke about that today. We spoke about their defensive intensity and to have great leads and stuff, and I don't think we did that in the last, you know, 10 minutes.
I don't think we took opportunities of, you know, penetration and pitch, and, you know, I think there was times then when we were too passive in the zone. I think that we had more chances to attack it a little bit more. And like I said before, I mean, that's something that we really work on in the, you know, the next few days before the big game on the 16th. Certainly wasn't a 20-point game. I just think it just got blown out near the end. But like I said, you have to play for 40 minutes against the USA. They're a classy team, and every player coming off the bench is just going to keep pushing us. And I think we went a little bit stagnant. We allowed them too many easy baskets. But yeah, there's a lot of positives that came out of the game. I don't think I don't think they have that psychological edge over us. We were quite confident going out there and try to play our game. And, you know, as Christy said, we just stood around a little bit too much, and that was probably our downfall and they got in the lanes. You know, it was a good test for us, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot out of it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're probably still ranked number two at the Olympics, so I don't think so at all. It's like Sandy keeps saying, it's a great test for us, but I think, you know, things we can learn from that game, and I'm glad that we played them before the Olympics because we've learned so much just, you know, by a 40-minute ball game. So no confidence lost at all.
Any other questions?
I've got a few aches and pains from over the games in Adelaide also, but yeah, just got a pretty bad corky. But it's nothing that the physios can't fix, and I should be right for in the next few days, a bit of a rest. It's getting old, Stephen.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep, thanks.
When we locate Tom, I'll let him
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I was early on. I'm I I'm I feel like I'm an apple pie, if you know what I mean.
Stop it, Danny.
Do you want this on? 1, 2, is that it? Or is it on? Is this on? 1, 2, is it? So this is working. Well, I thought that in some ways we did, I thought, particularly well. But we weren't able to overcome the physical presence of the US, the way they could bump us off screens, they could bump us off the times we did go to the rebound, they bumped us off when two people went at the ball and when it was loose, you know, they bumped us off. It was like, you know, that's a difficult thing for us to overcome. And so that was one thing. The second thing is that the US are the best rebounding team in the world by a mile, and you have to be competitive with that. And I thought, you don't have to win the rebounding, but you have to be in the game. You have to be sort of like in the possession game. You have to be around about or you lose, which is a statistical fact. So I thought that what we did was not take several opportunities. There was a couple. There was one in particular that was the rebound was just so quite obviously out, and our the individual concern stood, and it resulted in the 3-point play from the offensive rebound. So, you know, that hurt. Little things like that. And then I thought too that if you're going to beat the USA, you have to have a presence inside. And even though Lauren Jackson got 10. I would suggest that several of those points were from the perimeter. I mean, obviously they struggled to defend her. Lisa Leslie, in particular, struggles with her feet, foot speed to defend Lauren. But their presence inside, their scoring and their fast breaking inside was the way their bigs can run, very difficult. So I thought that's why they won the game. Well, it's difficult because, as I said, they can push you off the screens, so you're not going to get, it's not that easy to get open. If you're going to rely on a screen to get open and you're just physically shifted off that screen, you're not going to get open. So that's fair enough. I think that is the reason why an offense is going to break down. I think what you have to do against the US is don't care about that. And you have to just maintain poise and not be reliant on a play, but just keeping your heads up, ensuring that there's some sort of space and some sort of movement. And then somebody has the nuts to put the ball on the floor when that opportunity comes around. And I thought that's our penetration, both with the pass and the dribble, was just nowhere good enough. Well, I was keen to see this team in that sort of environment because it's very much a different team than the World Championship team and the Atlanta team, very much in some ways. This team has got a lot more potential and there's a lot more certainly scoring and rebounding abilities, but in some ways it's different and it's a skinnier team, and I think that it was important that our team were assertive and didn't see themselves as scrimmage bait for a USA team. And I know in Adelaide, I thought a couple of the teams in Adelaide, teams that we would struggle to beat, were just beaten before they stepped off the bus. And I think that's just no way to go. And also, you might get away with that somewhere, but Australians don't like that of their teams, and they insist that they have a go. So I thought our mental side of the game was good. I thought it was good. I think, there's lots of little things that we have to get up, because to beat the US, you have to do a lot of little things well. And, and then you're in with the show.
Were you disappointed the way it ended up, as in the margin and they kind of?
Well, I think we have to find about, on that performance, we have to find about 12 points. I think the margin is, margin, at the end of the game, you can walk it up and keep the margin close and then say, geez, we only lost by 12, or, bullshit, you got beat, that's what happened. So, we extended it. But you're either going to get back in the game or you're going to get whacked. And, I'd rather go down, by 20 than to go limp-wristed into a 12-point loss. I knew they were pretty good. I didn't know what to expect at all, how the teams would match up. I've been watching the US play, and been very impressed with the way they play. And But you still don't know. You look at your, it's like when you scout. When you scout somebody and you say, oh, they do this and do that, and you know. But you, the really, the ultimate test is how they do that against your personnel. And each team has a different slant defensively. You know, body width, you know, quickness, arm length, assertiveness, techniques, you know, everything's different. So defensively, you really find out how you match up when you play that team. So we haven't played that team, our team haven't played, you know, we had a hit out 12 months ago in San Diego, but we had half that team. So it's, you know, not comparable. The USA team? Oh, the USA, at Atlanta, was not a level playing field. They had a lot of the best players in the world and were full-time team for 12 months. That was just insurmountable. They had, I think you could safely say, for every day that any other international team had its preparation, the US had a week. And this time they still have, like, I think it's about, I looked on the internet, it's about 2.5 days. They had about 2.5 to 3 days of preparation every one of our days, and I think that we would be better off than the other teams. But it's a lot more difficult for the coach now because, the league season interrupted that, so there wasn't just a natural flow on. So she wouldn't see that as an advantage, I'm sure. So I think that their preparation, whilst it's still wonderful preparation, doesn't make it an insurmountable, quest. The test of that'll come when we play, we've got a practice session and then a game against Brazil, haven't we? But the interesting, funny thing about this team that's like, why is it? I don't know. When we got together for the, where did we play, that the SOCOG test event, we played the 3-game series against Russia to start as a pre-end to the testament. We hadn't been together since September. Like, it was nearly, it was 9 months or something, so we hadn't been together. And except we had a training camp prior to that. Well, we were the worst I've ever seen an Opals team, by far the worst. By the end of the test event, and then of the Canadian series after that, we played pretty good hoops. Then when we got together and went away to Europe, we weren't dreadful like we were against the Russians, but we were, not trade the end, and untrade the end. And so that French tournament was somewhat of an issue. I mean, you'd think, okay, you've got to take it back a step, but, not for too long. And then we improved, and by the end of the Polish tour, we played some pretty good hoop, although France probably taught us a lesson. Then we meet up here, and I think we've got better every game. Albeit the first half against Slovakia, I thought that was a game where we technically did a bit better, but physically and emotionally, we were too soft. But we did better. So we've improved each time, and I think that we did things there today. It showed a bit, and I think I know Annie LaFleur apologised after the game to Christy Arrower that she had a shock, and that realises it, and then Christy's going to play too many minutes, and there's just, then Christy's going to, our fast break becomes a sort of middle pace break, which Christy was probably our best player, I'm not taking that off, but that's something that, she can fall back to a quarter-court game. And so that's, we needed that. So there's somebody who says, geez, I screwed up. That's not going to happen again. And so there's a step forward, I think, and a few of the other guys. I think Carla, Jenny Whittle, I thought, did a good job defensively, but how did Carla's role? Clearly. And when we've beaten the US or done really well, she's been a good player. And she's got to be more aggressive offensively, and Carla Boyd obviously had a good game, but at one end, you know. Or actually, that's not true because she run the plays and sets good screens up. But you can't be playing 5-3. You can have 5 people come out, you know, that if left wide alone can take the driving lane or can shoot the ball. And we're generally people too often be a little negative about that. So I think there's steps that we can take, and we won't know them, you know, until we play them again.